The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breeny Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast, where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period. Today we are talking about how to shift your energy. Ooh, how to shift your energy, child. Wife energy versus girlfriend energy.
He that finds a wife finds a good thing. You're not a wife when I marry you. You're a wife when I find you. You become my wife when I marry you. But a wife is not the presence of a ring. It's the presence of your character. Too many women want to be married, but you're walking in the spirit of girlfriend. Ask the Lord to deliver you from that spirit and carry yourself like you're already taken. And I promise you, when you carry yourself like a wife, a husband will find you. But if you keep walking like a girlfriend, boys will play with you.
Now, let's be clear, okay? I'm not saying the highest status for a woman in the world is wife status. We are all valuable, whether we're single, whether we're dating, whether we're in relationships, whether we are married. Our value does not necessarily change. However, if you say you want to level up, you want to become a wife, this is for you. I had to change my energy. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a spiritualist. I am just a Christian woman who is deeply in touch with herself and who is an energy person. I deeply believe you attract on some kind of level, whether subconscious or consciously, you attract on the level you are at. Or some people may say the level that you are vibrating at. And I believe that. But I also believe that you are the CEO, the chief energy officer. You control the energy that you are giving out to the world. And I spoke briefly about the energy that I was giving out in my level up video. But the energy that I was giving out was this. Yeah, guys, I'm celibate, you know, strong and celibate, living this celibate lifestyle. Look, but don't touch. I'm going to flirt with you, but you ain't getting none of this. I was always dressing for attention, but then get mad if the wrong person gave me attention. Isn't it so funny? If someone that you don't think is attractive... If someone that you don't think is attractive is giving you attention, you will be like, you pervert. But the moment that guy that is attractive is all looking at you, you'll be like... We are so weird. Anyway, I remember one time I was chilling at my old pastor's house and there was three girls sitting around a table and he was saying that two of you give off girlfriend energy and one of you give off wife energy. No guesses who one of the person that gives off girlfriend energy was. Me. And I couldn't dispute it because it was true. But secretly, I was looking at the girl that he said gives off wife energy. And I was trying to think, what makes her so different? Mm-hmm. What makes her more wifey material than I am? Mm-hmm. I already knew. But anyway, let me break down the girlfriend energy. But let's start from the beginning. Because I feel like it's really difficult when you have not had a father present to love on you, to show you your worth. It's equally as damaging if you did have a father present, but he was absent in spirit. He would act as if though you don't exist, or he just wouldn't have really much input into your life. Like, some dads are there, but they're not there. So it's like you're basically parenting yourself. And now it's equally as traumatic if you had a mother who was present, but she was a liberal kind of parent. The parent that wants to be your best friend instead of telling you what to do. Or that mother who was secretly vicariously living through you. So she would say, yeah, do that, babe. Yeah, go and be a page three model. Yeah, go and do that. Yeah. Because she couldn't do that with her life. So she wants to give you that advice because that's what she would have done if she could. If she had the right body, she would have done it. That's why a lot of mothers be like, yeah, if he got it flaunt it, I I would. That is, sorry, terrible advice. Terrible advice. It's equally as misguided if your mum, let's say she'd never been married, or maybe she was married and she was divorced and now she's just bitter about all men. It's equally as damaging to us as women, especially young women, to actually grow and mature. Because technically, you still are, in your mum's eyes and your eyes, a girl. Now, back in the day, dating did not exist, especially not how it is today. If two people wanted to go out on dates, they were often chaperoned by a parent or a family member. Our parents, our families had a lot more say in our relationships, and it wasn't left to us to figure it out. Now, some people can be like, well, thank God my parents aren't involved in my relationships. Thank God I don't have to be chaperoned. However, if you had parents that you truly respected and they truly respected you, you would want their advice. Let me just say something. My mother is a great person, a great woman. She just did life alone by herself. She was overwhelmed. And that's not me making excuses for my mom. It's just what it is. However, it wasn't until I was on a TV show and they told me to ask my mom, Mom, what kind of man do you want for me? And I kid you not, in my whole 29 years of life, I had never actually heard my mom articulate or tell me what kind of man I should be looking for. The thing she said to me was so simple, but it had such an imprint on me. Not gonna cry. And that helped me to know that my partner that I'm with now was the one. Like, what she told me to look for, a man that takes care of you, that loves the Lord. Like, just hearing it from her, it just was so much more powerful. And I always talk about the reason why I know so many things and I've experienced so many things is because I've had to live life by myself and figure it out. And as a 13-year-old, as a 16-year-old, even as an 18-year-old, even as a 25-year-old, I don't know everything. Everything I know how to figure out. But it would be nice, I think it would be better if our parents did have an input into our relationships. And so I challenge you guys, if you guys have a good relationship with your parents, go and ask them what kind of man you should be looking for. That's your challenge. If you don't have a good relationship, don't worry about it. So a lot of us, we're in the world trying to figure things out by ourselves. And I'm sorry to say, but we have been lied to. We've been told that our value comes from how much attention we can get from the opposite sex. We've been told that our value is determined by how desirable men find us. How many men want to sleep with us? Or how did you know that you were beautiful? Because you got attention, right? Not because your mom told you, not because your dad told you. You know you're beautiful, you're hot because of the attention that you got from men. So now, because our value is in how attractive we are, what do? We do everything to make ourselves even more desirable, because more desirable equals more valuable. We get lip injections, we get boob jobs, we hit the club every weekend, we dumb ourselves down, we speak more softly, we change our voice, we bleach our hair, we bleach our skin. And for what? A sense of fleeting admiration from strangers. We turn so much focus to our external that we are literally killing our own spirits. We are telling ourselves, you're a pretty girl, what's in your head, it doesn't matter, brush your hair, fix your teeth, what you wear is all that matters, literally. So how does that even tie into your energy? When you're doing that, when you're constantly changing yourself or trying to be more, look more, you're not thinking about important things. You're not thinking about having something that's long and long lasting, because lust is short lived. Oh my God, that girl, look at her badonkadonk. Like, oh my God, you're so pretty. That is so short lived. And because it's so short lived, you need more. You need more and you need more. So you're not looking for a long lasting relationship. You're just happy to have someone's attention. Why? Attention equals value. That's why a lot of women jump from relationship to relationship to relationship to relationship. To some women, a relationship is an accomplishment. I finally got someone to love me. I finally got someone to appreciate me. Let's take, for instance, Paris Hilton. I feel like she's a serial relationship hopper. Every goddamn month, she has a new man. Every year is someone new, writing long paragraphs. Oh my God, I love you so much. You're this and you're that. I'm not knocking Paris Hilton, but sometimes it can seem like she lives in La La Land. She loves the validation that comes from being in a relationship, but she lacks the essence to actually become a wife. She was engaged once. What happened? You weren't ready to be no wife. She likes the thrill. The same energy that makes you a girlfriend is not the same energy that makes you a wife. Let's think about girlfriend and boyfriend for a moment. Back in the day, at least in Bible times, there were no girlfriend, no boyfriend. You met someone, you liked them, you got married. So a long drawn out courtship or long drawn out relationship is basically you sitting in limbo and and you having to prove to the man that you are worthy of this title. And modern day dating is like, I like you enough to sleep with you, but I don't think I like you enough to make you my wife. And that totally sucks. A lot of men are trying before they buy, and a lot of women are letting them. So the man does what the man does because the woman allows it. Okay, so if I was to define girlfriend energy, it would be this: a scattered, unsure, insecure energy. It's a I need validation, but I'm scared of commitment. It's a I'm playing games so I don't get hurt. It's a I've not really thought past this year. I haven't really thought about the future, or I don't really believe that I can get what I want. So let me just settle here. It's a live for the moment. I have plenty of time energy. It's a I want to have fun and forget the consequences energy. Ultimately, it's a I don't love myself, so I need someone to love me energy. So all this thinking and all this believing turns into energy that you then project. And this is the energy that men meet when they meet you. Scattered, insecure, unsure, living for the moment. That kind of energy is girlfriend energy. And you wonder why men won't commit to you. It's because you have refused to commit to yourself. You are in an uncommitted relationship with yourself. No standards. Anything goes. Fully accepting. Yeah, let's do it. Let's go. You don't put in any ultimatums. You don't even ask for what you want. You don't even know what you want. And so I had to get to a place and turn the focus inwards. If I am attracting men that are dog shit, I have to say it like it is, then what does that make me? And this is what I was talking about when I was talking about accountability. If it's my fault, then I can fix it. But Brittany, you don't understand. It's not me, it's the other guy. Accountability says, I'm going to focus on me. I'm going to focus on what I'm doing wrong. And like I said, you are the chief energy officer. You are the CEO. You don't like the energy that you're giving out, then you can fix it. Starting with your thoughts, your beliefs, and your actions. If you don't want to be a girlfriend, stop acting like a girlfriend, stop thinking like a girlfriend, stop believing like a girlfriend. You've got to question everything. Why do you believe you're unlovable? Why don't you believe that you deserve good things? Why do you think that you're only good for one night? Why do you think no one will ever marry you? These are the questions. If you can't work out by yourself, go and see a good therapist. You may not realize it, but these are all insecurities that need to be addressed. Stop dating until you can change your inside dialogue. So what is the wife energy that we should all aspire to? And really and truly, I really shouldn't call it wife energy. I should call it woman energy, because you're going to need this whether you're married or whether you're single. You're going to need to level up for you. Wife energy is secure energy. She has nothing to prove to anyone, and so she is busy being her. She is validated by God and does not need any approval from useless men. Yes, I said it, useless. She is always growing emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally. She does not stop growing. She is focused on what needs to be focused on, and she is organized about her life. She is attractive in a non-sexual way. Sure, she's sexy without being sexual. There's a difference. She takes care of herself. She puts herself first, but she's not selfish. She's comforting. She has empathy. She has compassion. She helps others. She's self-disciplined, self-willed, and self-motivated. This is wife/womanly energy. And when we can get to this place, we will start to attract on a whole nother level. A whole nother level. A whole different kettle of fish, as my mum would say. Completely different. It starts with you. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.